the traumatic severing of our connection into the Gaian mother goddess organic wholeness that was the centerpiece of the psychedelic experience. The world of hallucination and vision is not your private unconscious, but it is in fact a kind of entelechy, a kind of being, a kind of Gaian mind. It was the great goddess. Once you sever yourself from that, then you have nothing but ego and male dominance to guide you. These psychedelic plants are not aberrational, pathological, some minor subset of the human possibility that only freaks and weirdos become involved with, but rather they are in fact the catalyst that called forth humanness out of animal nature. If we could entertain this, it would change the way we think about shamanism, the psychedelic experience, society's efforts to control and eradicate these substances. And I believe that we are really in a race on this planet now between education and disaster. We are all going to live in an Orwellian anthill if we don't change our minds. We have to change our minds on a dime. I'm not talking about a 500-year program to come to terms with the toxification of the oceans, the greenhouse effect, the spread of epidemic disease, the rise of fascism, the relentless efforts of the free marketeers to deal product in every corner of the planet. We must change our minds, and we have to have recourse to these same shamanic plants and shamanic practices that allowed our remote ancestors to come to terms with the mystery of being and their situation on this planet, the rest of nature. I think it's very important at this time to make this argument as clearly as possible and let argument and debate rage. We have a symbiotic relationship with all of nature. We are wired for this. There are drug receptors in our brains that have been carried along for 1,000 generations without really being called into use. But now is the time. If these things expand consciousness, then we must study them, apply them, because it's the absence of consciousness that is creating a terminal crisis, not only for us as a species, but for every living thing on this planet. The things which fulfill us and give meaning to the human experience are left incomplete and impossible to assimilate if we don't place the capstone on the edifice of our being in the world. And our right, our obligation, and the privilege of dissolving our ordinary ego boundaries and merging with the mind and purpose of the planet.